Welcome, my name is Divine. This is episode 394 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time in your presence. Thank you for the grace to come and study your word. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our careers. Thank you for your many blessings towards us. We come before you this morning to ask for forgiveness of every sin, both in words, in thoughts, or in actions. We pray that you cleanse and purify us. Give us the grace to live for you and to honor you all our lives. Come and teach us your word this morning by your Holy Spirit and give us the grace to do the word. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So today, God willing, we're going to be talking about a topic I titled Faithful to the Fig Tree. Faithful to the Fig Tree. Faithful to the Fig Tree. Right? So my anchor scripture is going to be taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 27, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 18, he says, "Whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waiteth on his master shall be honored." Whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. Right? May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So what are we learning from today's reading, right? So it's talking about it's actually a very general principle. But this general principle is supposedly old-fashioned to many people these days. But the thing is, if you follow it, you're going to rise. You're going to be successful, right? Proverbs is filled with so many amazing pieces of advice on success, right? And many people, you know, they try to find shortcuts to success, and then they notice that they get cut short, right? But what is the Bible telling us here? It's just saying that, hey, find your fig tree and be faithful. Find your fig tree and be faithful. Right. So like, for example, you know, instead of complaining and murmuring and always trying to skate around the rules, why don't you just be faithful? Right. Why don't you just be faithful? And as I'm giving this podcast, don't say that, well, Divine is just trying to call us out. I'm also calling myself out. Right. Because like, for example, let me give you an example. Right. So let's say you're a resident. You're a resident, you're on a program. Let's say, you know, because I know that some people listening to this probably are in this life situation. You matched out a program where you don't want to be. You literally don't want to be there, right? You're like, oh, this was like number 10 on my rank list. I don't want to be here. So you go into the program with a poor attitude, terrible attitude. That's not what a Christ follower does, right? That program that you're at is a fig tree. And the Lord wants you to be faithful at that fig tree, right? Many people don't understand that many circumstances of life involving their relationship with God is just being a good steward, right? So imagine if you are at that place that you didn't want to match at, program you did not want to be in, city you don't want to be in. You're like, this place sucks, right? But why don't you maybe change your attitude and be faithful, right? Be faithful to that fig tree. Serve your program director. Serve your residency. Be faithful. Be diligent. Labor hard. Work hard. Don't complain. Don't murmur. Do everything to the best of your abilities. The thing is, God will see your efforts. And the humans there as well will see your efforts. They will pick up on it and you will be promoted. You will rise. You will have opportunities open to you. You'll be surprised that, wow, this place that I thought sucks. At the end of the day, you're like, wow, this is a place where my rising is big time, right? Because think about it. Do you think Joseph wanted to be in Egypt? Do you think he chose to be sold as a slave into the land of Egypt? No. But when he got there, he was very faithful in serving Potiphar. He was very faithful in serving the jailer. And he was very faithful in serving Pharaoh. And guess what? He rose, right? So those fig trees, even if it was a fig tree that, oh man, I'm not feeling this fig tree, he was still faithful, right? The thing is, sometimes in life, I'm beginning to learn something that it may not be the circumstances you're thrust into. It's your attitude in those circumstances that makes a big difference, right? So what's that fig tree that the Lord has introduced you to? Or are you at a medical school and you're like, oh man, I wish I got into a better medical school. No, be faithful. Be faithful. Even at that place that is a rinky-dinky medical school, putting your maximum effort there. Be faithful. That's the thing. This is a very rare characteristic in men these days. Diligent faithfulness, right? People just want to slack off. People just want to be lazy. Or people just want to offload their responsibilities to others. It shouldn't be that way, right? Be diligent and be faithful. God will help you, right? And the thing is, it's a wonderful way to find favor in the sight of God and also find favor in the sight of man. Diligent faithfulness, right? Diligent faithfulness. And because laziness is becoming more and more common, laziness, lack of concentration, a laissez-faire attitude, right? Because it's becoming more and more common, people that are diligent and people that are hardworking, they stand out more these days. People that are willing to pull out, people that are willing to put in the work, they stand out these days. Masters will promote them. And I know some people in this are probably saying, Divine, are you promoting servanthood here? Yes, I am promoting servanthood. Serve, right? Serve. Many people just think that it's a derogatory term. No, you need to learn to serve. Right? You need to learn to serve. You need to learn to come up through the ranks. Right? People are just kind of, I feel like people try to do virtue signaling for things just to excuse their bad behavior, right? Just to excuse laziness. They're like, oh, Divine. Guys, see, I am a black man that is giving this podcast. I am a black man that is giving this podcast, right? So let's stop this thing and stop excusing laziness, right? Put in the work, put out, right? The thing is, the word of God does not respect the color of your skin. Right? If you're willing to obey God's word, if you're willing to obey God's truth, you will be successful. If you surrender your life to the Lord, obey his truth, obey his commandments, you will be successful, right? You will be successful. Literally, Joseph was an Israelite in the land of Egypt. He was successful in that land. He became second in command. Daniel was a captive. He was a captive, but he was successfully under the reign of like three or four kings. Why? Because look at the book of Daniel chapter 6. The Bible says that there was no error that was found in his work. This was a person that was faithful, right? So guys, stop the whining, stop the complaining, stop the murmuring, stop the this circumstance sucks, self-pity, and just get to work, right? Hard work, diligent faithfulness in the victory the Lord has assigned you to. It works. I'm telling you this, guys, if you're in a sucky situation, put out in that sucky situation, and you'll notice that that situation is going to stop sucking, and you will not be in that sucky situation forever, right? You're not going to be a resident forever. You're not going to be a medical student forever, right? The thing is, whatever opportunity the Lord places in your hands, even if it looks like it's a problem, even if it looks like, this situation is not ideal, work hard in it. Be diligently faithful in it, right? The Bible says, whatever your hand finds to do, do with all your might, right? And what is like the best fig tree for you to be faithful with? It's your relationship with God. The book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Be faithful, be diligent, right? In your service to God, in your relationship with God, and you will be lifted up. Look at Paul. Paul was not one of the original 12. In fact, he was a person that persecuted Christians, but he found his victory. He found the Lord Jesus Christ. And guess what? What did he do? He was extremely faithful. He was extremely diligent. He was extremely committed. He was extremely zealous in doing the work of God. And guess what happened? He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. He achieved and accomplished far more than pretty much any of the original 12 that were with Jesus. So keep this principle in mind. And if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I will encourage you to do that today, right? But again, there is a cost, right? There is a cost. But again, you're not going to do this in your own strength. The grace of God will help you and the Holy Spirit will help you. Listen to episodes 254 and 287 on the website. They are salvation podcasts. They'll tell you what true salvation entails. If you decide for Jesus, at the end of 254, you can say a prayer with me and surrender your life to the Lord, right? If you can't listen to both, at least listen to episode 254. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word we have heard this morning. Give us the grace to be doers of the word. Give us the grace to be diligent and faithful. Even me myself, I know that there are some situations of life where I know I should be faithful here, but I'm complaining, I'm murmuring, I'm saying this sucks and everything. Father, please have mercy on me and have mercy on all the listeners to this podcast. But Lord, give us the grace to put out. Give us the grace to be diligent. Give us the grace to be faithful. Give us the grace to work hard. Give us the grace to not complain. Give us the grace to not murmur and just put out. Right? And Lord, you that see that faithfulness, I know you'll reward us because you are not a man that you should lie. And you always keep your word. So Father, please give us the grace to obey this in our walk with you, in our work, in our work in the world, and in everything we do, in our careers, in our marriages, in our families, in rearing our children, that your name might be highly exalted. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. So I will see you, God willing, episode 395. Have a wonderful week. God bless you. And bye for now. Thank you.